Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Said it before that you can really tell that he's comfortable with himself, his own skin, and he is who he is. His personality starts, you know, in his light comes out from the inside. You can certainly feel that energy. He's a 1+1=3 guy. You know, so he's an enhancer. He's a guy that brings out the best in people, and you can certainly feel that within 5 minutes of meeting.
Wow, so many lines there packed into one 20-second soundbite. The head coach of the Chicago Bears, Matt Eberflus, who is, shocker, like the betting favorite to win Coach of the Year. Well, he wasn't a good coach, but now look at him.
Right. Well,
now look at him.
He gets he gets points for not screwing around here with any of that.
Yes, I agree.
Right? I mean, not that it's surprising that Caleb Williams will start, but I'd say it is mildly surprising that the coach decided to tell everyone that in May. Because usually there's a little more, kind of like how I've alluded to a couple times with Sal and with Theo during the previous portions of the show, that the Bills being so, I don't know, affirmative about Keon Coleman sounds a little out of character. I think it's definitely out of character for the head coach with a rookie quarterback, first overall pick or not, just go like, yeah, man. He's playing. Shut up. It's awesome. Good for him.
It almost would be too ridiculous not to. Tyson Bagent. Yeah, we want to see.
Right.
You know, just you almost can't, but I agree that you'd rather hear this.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
All else equal. Steve is next on WGR. Hello, Steve.
Hey, good afternoon. You know, I would like just to see a 1 o'clock game at home with New England, get a good division game in. You know, Patriots, still a lot of holdovers from that aged out Belichick roster. You know, as long as we don't run it right at Barmore or try to throw it right at Gonzalez, you know, their linebacker core is pretty slow, and I think that's a good way to start, at least getting our guys in space and going after all that yards after catch yardage and, you know, simple game plan to beat those guys.
Okay.
I'm pretty much with you. I mean, I don't know that I need it to be New England or would want it to be New England, but 1 o'clock Sunday sounds just fine for me. Like, just even though I know, like, and this is not because I'm like against the night games, and we spent so long craving that attention and that the flattery that comes with being a team that, you know, gets the max amount of night games. So I don't want to run away from that, but I'm a little worn out from the last couple of years. You know, it's been a lot. Opening on the road at night 2 years in a row, 1 o'clock Sunday, and like I don't even get, bring the Arizona Cardinals in. Fine. Like, I don't need it to be like the juiciest game ever. So let me ease into it here. Fine. You know, if it's a division opponent that's more intriguing, fine. I just like, other than San Francisco or Kansas City, I would take the other six opponents, put them in a blender. Just give me one of them at 1 o'clock on Sunday. That's my ideal opening day for the Bills.
What do you think of Jets at Arizona for Monday night opener? Is Arizona's a little bit interesting, Harrison.
Yeah, sure. And Murray, I mean, I don't love Kyler Murray, but he's been a very electrifying player. He's just sort of finding his way back. So, yeah, I mean, that could work.
I don't know if you can do that primetime week one. Just testing out theories. Does this matter? With the schedule, it is often – I love the schedule. I am occasionally met with, dude, who cares? Right?
Sure.
Okay, I don't really disrespect that, actually. Not everybody has to care about the order of the games.
They're going to tell us eventually, so why? What are you doing?
I'm prefacing this with, I know, guys, I know. But the Bills play 9 road games and 8 home games. It might actually, if you start at home, feel like you're playing only road games. When you look at the schedule for the first time, wow, they're going to have, maybe 2 or 3 back-to-backers, whatever that might be.
Mm-hmm.
Not something that it's just one difference.
Yeah.
But if you start at home, then it's 2 the rest of the way, and you might not prefer that. You have one more road game. You might want to get that one in first, and then you're even for the rest of the season.
Get me a home opener, and then I'll go on the week, go on the road the next 2 weeks, and just even that right up right away. that's my solution.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I respect that point, because when it gets to that one little difference can look bad when you look at the schedule, right? It's just look at December, whatever, but. I still would like 1 o'clock Sunday at home, just after being on the road 2 years in a row like they were, in prime time, no less.
Tennessee, maybe.
Fine.
Will Levis, DeAndre Hopkins, Calvin Ridley. There's something interesting about everybody. New England, new coach, the beginning of the post-Belichick era. Parcells and Bledsoe started together in New England, and their first game was here, 93.
Oh, yeah?
The 93 opener was, okay. Bledsoe was the first pick of the draft.
Right.
And Parcells had just gone there, and they opened here. The Bills won 35-10.
I don't remember that game. I remember the game in 94.
There.
No, I remember a game here that the Bills lost Bledsoe, and it felt like a passing of the torch kind of
vibe. I'll give you a name from that game, Nate Turner.
Okay. Number 21.
21. Yep. He might have caught a touchdown pass. Bills had the lead.
What in the world is going on in my brain that I remember Nate Turner's number?
We both do. Nate Turner, did he catch a little wheel route from Frank Reich and take it in?
I don't remember.
Game was blacked out.
Well, of course.
Game was blacked out. They were up 17-3. There was a 26-yard touchdown pass to Nate Turner. And then they lost 41-17. So 38 unanswered. Ouch. Name the 5 Patriots to score touchdowns. No. Don't do any of that. Please don't do that. All right, one of them was Ricky Reynolds.
Man,
Please don't do that. Marion Butts.
I remember I was working. I wasn't on the broadcast on postgame yet. This is the 94 season we're talking about now, that game I remember seeing the handshakes on the field afterward. And I wonder if at that point we had some sort of a blackout beater or something in the building. Because that's the BEN building on Elmwood where Channel 4 still is. And I remember having to, we didn't have a way to watch a blacked out game for the Jacksonville playoff game. Because I remember watching a handheld camera shooting the Jumbotron at the stadium in a little cubicle at Channel 4. That's how I watched that game and then did post game for Jim Kelly's last game. In 94, I wasn't doing post then, but I was working there. And I just remember seeing that. I wonder how we had a feed of that game. Anyway, it's not that important, really. Sorry. Just sort of tripped a wire in my head because I've always thought of that game as how I just said it. Like, here's Parcells and Bledsoe, here's Marv and Jim Kelly, and it's, you know, the first overall pick last year. They just beat us badly at home, and it's
94.
Yeah, feels like
Noel
it's over.
Kelly though.
Oh right,
he doesn't play in that game. He got hurt. They played Minnesota the week before at home. Maybe also blacked out. He must have got hurt in that game, maybe.
Yeah, I don't remember.
The week before that, is this okay? I hope this is okay. The week before that, so the 94 season, four straight Super Bowls, going for five, and it was very up and down. Like, they would have great, they killed the Montana Chiefs, they owned the Dolphins, but they had some bad losses.
Like this one, yeah.
Like this one. It was already over kind of that day. It kind of ended.
Yeah.
But the week, 2 weeks before that New England game, they played a Sunday night in Miami. I remember being at work watching this game. And it was such a rough season. They had played, I'm going backwards now. I got to stop myself because every one of those weeks, I sort of remember, like, very tough. It had been a long time since the Bills were not just like excellent. So they had a Sunday night game in Miami, and by 94, like, they just only ever beat Miami. There were a couple Louis Oliver, there were sort of whatever losses at home, but the thing was, like, they just owned the Dolphins. They beat them in the AFC Championship, 92. They just owned them, the way I remember it. So, 94, I'm sure Miami would have been favored. They were good that year, and the Bills were, I'm looking at the season now, they were 6-6. Going to this is ESPN Sunday Night Football with Mike Patrick.
Mike Patrick, Joe Theismann, I don't know who else.
Paul McGuire.
Okay.
And the Bills just started scoring. They were down in the game. They just started scoring in the stupidest ways. Just mocking the Dolphins. Like, it was just hilarious. Anybody remember that game? Sunday night in 94. Bad year for them after all the championship seasons. But there was some sort of a kickoff play in this game, I think, that was funny. Like, just kinds of funny.
This rings a bell, but I'm afraid I'm sort of confusing it with other Miami night games from, like, similar that era. But I feel like I remember a game that featured what you're describing, like a weird kickoff play, like that maybe Miami fumbled and somebody picked it up and ran it. I don't know. I remember a weird kickoff play in a night game in Miami. That's all I can say.
I'm trying to place it. They also had an onside kick return for a touchdown in a different night game. Like, they went, there was an Arizona one and a Carolina one. And one of those, I think Arizona, the Bills did that. But there's something in that Miami game. Anyway, I'm looking at the scoring now. Kelly to Beebe for 72. Kelly to Reed for 21. Kelly to Reed for 83. He was like, maybe the Dolphins DBs are all just sort of knocking each other down or something. Right. And just like, you know, those are the most satisfying wins. The Bills have kind of treated the Dolphins like this in the last several years, by the way, which is like, okay, good one. Right. You know, okay, Miami, good. How about, let's try it again. Here you go. You know, we'll hold the ball for you. See if you can kick it through the goalposts. Nope. It's just like dominating a team is the best. Just, you know. But it always resets.
Yep. It's the best, especially if it's a team that's, you know, been in your hair. That's why, you know, Belichick throwing the phone in 20 is so notable and memorable. He was a Darth Vader. I mean, just ruining us. And watching him get that mad is still one of the most satisfying moments I've ever had watching a Bills game. I'm not purposely overstating that.
Was it a bad phone throw, or was it a good phone throw? It was sort of like it was not a cordless phone. It was attached, right? Wasn't it? Or did he actually? What did he actually do there?
I felt like he didn't. I would say he didn't look stupid doing it, but he definitely looked mad. So I'd say it was a good phone throw.
Okay.
Like, I think if you like him or like the Patriots, you're like, man, Belichick's really mad.
If he's throwing a phone that's not like a cell phone, and you want him to sort of throw it and then have it just sort of bounce off something and coil up around his torso.
Or someone else.
And it's just like, I'm trapped. I'm stuck on the phone. And he starts flailing. That's what you want.
Okay, that didn't happen. Yeah, no.
You're gonna show your temper. You'd better look good doing it.
Right, right. I would say, to my eyes, my recollection, he met that criteria. No tangling up in the court, but I felt like he, like I just said it. Like, if you defend them and him, or like him and them, you like, man, boy, he's hot. And you're not like, you don't think he embarrassed himself. You're like, you know, he's showing emotion. But as a Bills fan, I mean, it was just glorious.
I was trying to ride out a fantasy championship by not getting absolutely trucked by Josh Allen. And for like most of the first half, it was my night. And then it wasn't.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't. Good luck to anybody facing that guy, fantasy or actual football. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog back after this here on WGR.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.